in the afternoon. You play in a day like this, no complaints, right? This is perfect.
I don't think you could draw up a better day from a fan standpoint, from a player standpoint. It's, what, 70-something, nice and overcast and cool, so you don't have that same heat issue. And, you know, I think it's an 11 o'clock game. I talked to Coach Fickell before the game, and one of the questions and I think concerns you are, is there going to be energy in the building? And to make sure, and not to try and compare this back to the COVID era, but if you remember, it was, you better BYOE, bring your own energy. Is that right? BYOE?
Mm-hmm.
You bring your own energy. And these guys, when you have a game that turned out the way it did last week, you find out a lot about your football team. So I'm really excited to see. I know you expect and hope that you got a bunch of really hardworking, good character. These are the times that shows up, because it's an early game. You're playing a team that you're favored heavily to beat, but you're coming off of a tough loss. How do you respond? And you hope the answer is in a big way today, and you have a perfect day to do it.
Yeah, Luke Fickell has used the term humbled a couple of times since last Saturday, and it's a part of sports, part of life, right? But now you're right, bringing that energy from the get-go. The starts have not been good for Wisconsin in each of the first two games. Looking to get that fixed, among other things, here as this day unfolds. A little more than an hour from the opening kick, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Georgia Southern Eagles. Stay with us. Tausch and I will have the scouting report coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Got a hot tip for you if you want to refresh your home for fall and save on it all. Get to Kohl's right now. I just shopped their limited time home deals, and not only did I save an extra 15%, I also got a great deal on a Ninja Blender, an entire cookware set for under $60, and so much more. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Get your home refresh done and set for fall fun. Get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 17th. 15% off end September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Georgia Southern today at Camp Randall Stadium. Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. Let's move on to the scouting report. Another week, another air raid offense, the Georgia Southern version of it. And part of what that means, Tausch, is they will play fast. They go up tempo. So for this Wisconsin defense, it struggled with it, as we all know, particularly in the first half against Washington State. So this is a really good opportunity for these guys to make corrections from one week to the next, because the style of offense is basically the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's something, and you know, everybody's talking about the turnovers and you know the turnover margin, the fact that this Wisconsin defense has been shut out as far as creating turnovers. So to me, you're looking at it, and it's felt like doesn't matter if it was Buffalo or Washington State. It just felt like early in games, it was almost as if the defense was just wanting to make sure, let's make sure we get our assignments right. Because it's new, and you know, when you're out there and the lights are on, you just want to make sure you're doing your job. And that's great. But what you're asking of these guys is to be disruptive and to get in the back. And that's how you create turnovers. And one of the things in talking to Coach Fickell before the game was, you know, everybody's pressing. Everybody wants turnovers. That's what everybody's asking, the media, fans. But what you can't get away from, and when turnovers happen, is when you get to turn it loose, you're not thinking, oh, I have this gap. Oh, I have this. I have to make sure I'm covering here. It's when you're getting in position, you're tackling, and then you can really let it loose. So I think this defense feels this. I think they want to, and I would hope today, because turnovers are just like momentum. I think it's completely contagious. You can catch a couple, and all of a sudden, it'll cascade down. And if you can get into that area, I think this defense will feel a heck of a lot better about itself.
It's a big part of our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. On the other side, last week, or I beg your pardon, 2 weeks ago, the offense got going primarily by the running game. Last week, it got going primarily by the passing game, which I think Tausch is another example that Phil Longo will go with what is working. It's, you know, air raid doesn't always mean 50 throws, but one thing we found out last week with our own eyes, Tanner Mordecai's good is really good. That touchdown pass to Skylar Bell. I mean, you played with a couple of pretty good quarterbacks, so you got used to seeing that in your time with the Green Bay Packers. That looked like a pro throw, did it not, last week?
I really have been impressed. And, you know, the first game against Buffalo, you know, he threw it around well, but he made a couple of mistakes, and I think that kind of dampened it. But I just love the command. They are asking a lot from him, reading the defense, making sure it's a run pass. And then I just felt like last week in a really tough environment, he took a couple of hits. He just continued to stand back there, and he gave his receivers a chance. Even in the first half when things weren't kind of humming along, you saw a lot of 50-50 balls where it was 70-30 our guys, because he's putting it out there, he's making the read. And if in this offense, if you get one-on-one coverage and you see it, you make the throw, that's what you're looking for. So then what he did in the second half, the accuracy and that touchdown throw, which was just big time, rolling out to his left, I think everybody feels really good. I know the coaching staff feels really good about what Mordecai brings to the table, and I think you're going to continue to build off of that. And then for all of us that are saying, well, what about the running game? You know, 7 carries for Braylon. That loosens that up, and it allows Braylon to not sit there like he had to the last couple of years, running into 10 man boxes. So it all works together. It's not a finished product, but what we saw in the second half in the throw game, that's going to continue. If you can continue to build off of that, this offense is going to be humming when the Big Ten season gets kicked off.
I did a double take. I was looking back at the first two games of last year and the first two games of this year, specific to Braylon Allen. He had 37 touches in the first two games last year. Guess what? Through the first two games this year, he has 37 touches. But as you allude to here, the difference is last year he had two receptions, 35 carries, and now it's a little bit more evenly divided. 13 catches in the first two games, which matches last season's total. I would think, and Luke Fickell talked about this earlier in the week with us, that there's a difference. If you're Braylon Allen, you're used to getting the ball running in traffic. Now you're catching passes out of the backfield. Defenses are coming at you differently. There's something to be said for that, right? Just getting used to that way of getting the ball in your
hands. And the coach is also, you have to kind of, you're also figuring things out. Where does Braylon like the ball? Where is he going to be most successful? Is Chez going to be more successful out in space? Is Braylon the hammer? You're trying to figure all these things out. And you know, for Braylon, it's great. He said he wanted to get 50 catches. Man, is he's going to blow by that if we look at how the average goes. So you want to find out, all right, coaches' jobs are, let me find our guys and let's put them in a position to win more often than not. There's always going to be times when it's, you just got to figure it out. But jobs are, position it, scheme it, try and figure out. And I think what we saw from Braylon in that second half where he pounded people and wore them out, that's his strength. That doesn't mean you don't try and add to his skill set with catching the ball in the backfield. But I would be surprised today. You heard him in his press, Fickell in his press conference say, immediately, I'm always interested not in what they're saying, but how they say it. And he jumped in and answered the question. Yeah, seven carries. That tells me, I think you're going to see a lot more than seven carries for him today.
Yeah, Braylon Allen will be very happy about that if it unfolds the way we think it might here today. That's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Quickly on Georgia Southern, we mentioned their experienced quarterback, Davis Brin. He's a transfer from Tulsa. Luke Fickell's defensive guys in Cincinnati, very familiar with Brin. They faced him in Cincinnati against Tulsa. Matter of fact, last year, the Bearcats defense sacked Brin nine times. He got
nine
a couple of interceptions. Nine times.
That's a lot of times.
Not eight, not ten, but nine. So, and got two interceptions to the
turnover
point.
We take that today,
point.
Huh?
Good group of receivers, as you would expect with an air raid offense. Caleb Hood is their all-time leading receiver. And last year alone, he set a school record with 87 catches as his program transitioned from a triple option offense to what it does now. Defensively, a couple pretty good linebackers, Marquez Watson-Trent and Kadri Jackson. Defensive line, they could rotate as many as 11. I'm not kidding. It's a deep group. They like that group. Justin Rhodes, a junior out of Durham, North Carolina, has been a disruptor among others for this Georgia Southern team, an area they want to improve dramatically. They gave up more than 30 points a game last season en route to a 6-7 record. They played Buffalo, fell to Buffalo, and Tausch, your favorite bowl game, the Camellia Bowl.
The Poinsettia?
The Camellia.
Camellia,
the Camellia Bowl.
So we have come to the conclusion that Camellia and Poinsettia, both flowers, we don't know which one's better. Have we come to that conclusion, or is that just me jumping to conclusions?
I think you're jumping to conclusions. Okay. Is it Poinsettia or Poinsettia?
I think I've heard it both ways.
Is it? Okay, yeah, tomato, tomato?
Something like that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Where was the Chameleon Bowl played at?
Oh, you got me on that one. I knew that. I think it was somewhere in Alabama. It's in Alabama.
And then there's the one down in Louisiana that everybody, Shreveport, that everybody's excited to get down to.
Which brings, by the way, to the term of the week. They just missed getting a 50 burger last week. They ended up with 49 points.
Okay.
So if you get a term of the week here as we move forward, feel free.
We'll keep coming up with one.
That's going. This is not your typical pregame show, folks. That's why we like it. Our pregame show will continue with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll visit with linebacker Jake Chaney in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers on Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Georgia Southern today at Camp Randall Stadium. Time for our player profile. And today we visit with junior linebacker Jake Cheney out of Cape Coral, Florida. Now, Badger coaching staff has talked about how they really have three starters at those inside linebacker positions, Muma Jungmeta, Jordan Turner, and Jake Cheney. Well, Jordan Turner had to miss the first half of last week's game because of the targeting penalty in the second half of the season opener against Buffalo. So Cheney was in that first group. As I said, they consider him a starter anyway. He played well last week, had five tackles and a sack. One of Luke Fickell's pet lines is let it fly. That's the message he tells his team going into every game, and that's a message that Jake really embraces.
I really like that term, let it fly. You know, with this new staff, you know, I think it allows a lot of players to take their shots. And, you know, there's a lot of self-belief and confidence that comes with it. So, you know, I really appreciate that from the defensive coaches, especially Coach Tress and Coach Fick. And, you know, with three starters and Tate rolling in there sometimes and Brian, you know, I think it's a, you know, good rotation to be able to save us for the season.
Can you put into terms, like, pretend you're talking to a five-year-old here, just the basic differences, what you guys do now compared to what you guys did previously?
Well, obviously the dollar defense.
Yep.
I think we did a little bit of a version of it our own in the past years, but it's not as complex as this one now. And, you know, we have a lot of the similar plays in nickel from the last year, but just a little bit of different tweaks, a little Coach Stress tweaks. And then, you know, of course, base is base.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think our dollar defense is really what sets us the difference.
Mm-hmm. You're a fascinating story for a lot of reasons. I was looking back at a story on you last fall where when you're in high school, really, you weren't sure, right? Maybe if you were good enough. And obviously the answer is yes, you are. When did you feel like that turned? You're like, yeah, not only can I play this game, I can play it at a really high level.
I'll say, you know, a lot of throughout my high school career, I remember my first visit here. I had no offers. I barely had any interest in other schools, especially back at home. And, you know, I told my dad, I was like, Dad, you know, you really think I could play here? You know, these are some big dudes up here. You know, they play in cold weather. I don't know if I'll be able to play here. Then, you know, my pops told me, you know, if you set your mind to anything, you'll be able to do it. And, you know, from that junior year on, I was able to work on myself, get a little bit bigger, a bit stronger, a bit faster. And, you know, that's when I knew I could have a chance to play at the next level.
Yeah, I know your dad's with Coach Prime now, but he was your high school coach too, right? So how cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, I was able to get the chance to, growing up, I met Dion a few times, hung out with his kids, you know, his family. They're good people. And, you know, just seeing my dad, you know, do a little bit something bigger than high school football is great to see.
I think the players from Fort Myers, you just mentioned one, you know, obviously your dad, prolific coach, and all, and Deion Sanders, they're just the talent. Give us a feel of the talent. And there's the state of Florida, but Fort Myers specifically, I mean, you guys, you're everywhere, right? Just talented, high-level football players.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just starts from a young age, you know. I think my Pop Warner team, shout out to Coach Jock, my last year playing Pop Warner, you know, we might have had about 10 to 15 Division I players just on a Pop Warner team, just on a youth football team with multiple youth football teams in that area. And I remember going against youth football teams in that area with 10 to 5 Division I guys on there too. And, that's not normal, let's be real. Like, that's not an everyday case. Like, even in high school, I played with Richard Young, Tavares Dawson, Marion Cooper. You know, we got Alex Gonzalez at Florida. Just a whole bunch of dudes everywhere. And, you know, rival schools. Like, I played Chez in high school. Like, I played against Jones Ciclona in high school. And, you know, it's all spread out. There's a whole bunch of talent. You know, maybe one day, you know, you can – some of those schools will try to bring that talent together. Mm-hmm. No, I think there's too many high schools down there. I know it's okay. A big population, but, yeah. You know, bring some of that talent together. I know, you know, even like a smaller private school like Bishop Vero now down in that area, you know, they finally got a Division I quarterback down there. And I think he's going to be able to set the path for a lot more of those kids playing, you know, a position like quarterback, because we produce a whole bunch of skilled kids, like, yeah. Just out the – you just guarantee one of those kids are going to Division I every year. But, you know, I think it's a melting pot for talent down there.
I would say all the people here are glad that you and Chez and Jonas are Wisconsin Badgers. How long did it take you to get adjusted to a different climate? It gets, obviously, the weather here when you get into November. Mm-hmm. Was it a jolt? I'm sure it was a jolt at first, but now you're like, okay, go play in the league. You're going to deal with this anyway, right?
Yeah, I remember when I first got up here. For about the first week, I was just playing in the snow. I was annoying my roommates. My roommates, Riley Malman and Jack Pugh.
Yeah.
And I was just picking up snow, throw it at them, you know, trying to do snow angel, all that stuff. Then eventually it hit me. It was like, okay, like, it got to negative 29 one day, and I was like, all right, like, this isn't as good as I made it seem. But, we had some good coaches back then. Mm-hmm. I know Bo Stats set the tone for my college career,
yep.
And I know I really appreciate it. It was tough, but, you know, it's definitely something I needed.
And that is Badgers linebacker Jake Chaney, referring, of course, to Bob Bostad. And just so you know, his Jake's father, James, his high school coach down in Florida, he's now the director of player development for Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, out at Colorado. So football is very much a part of the fabric in the family, as well as that part of the state of Florida. That is our player profile. Stay with us. Our Badgers pregame show continues. The Notebook with Patrick Herb coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield. Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ball sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Hey drivers, Ball's here, and so are two quick tips to keep you driving safely. Tip one, swap out those worn-out, streaky wiper blades. Rain or leaves, you'll see clearly again. Tip two, brighten up. Clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and bright new lights, your autumn essentials, from your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Come see us. Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 73. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 50. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm Monday with highs around 70. 74 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Our Badger pregame show continues through Camp Randall Stadium. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, let's continue with the theme here with the defense. Create some turnovers. Luke Fickell very adamant about trying to get in better position to do that. They're a minus five through the first two games. They have yet to create one. So until they do, that's going to remain a topic.
Yeah, it kind of has to, but it's interesting. Last week we talked on this segment about Mike Tressel, the defensive coordinator, explaining how Wisconsin needed to, quote, create more chaos. That's what he determined was their mantra. And you would argue that there was more chaos in that Washington State game. Some of it, they got a little help, you know, with three snaps over Cam Ward's head, the near safety. They did get the sacks and some TFLs in that game that they didn't get in the first one. But obviously, yeah, they're missing that turnover. And, you know, and Mike Tressel said that they do a turnover circuit every day in practice. It's one of the first things they do at practice. So it's not as if they don't talk about it, they don't work on it. But he also thought that if you overemphasize it, then that's when your tackling might suffer. You start worrying about getting the strip, getting the interception, more than actually being fundamental and doing the tackling. And if you his thought was, if Wisconsin could tackle better, the turnovers will come. That's where they'll be produced. So Wisconsin's forced zero turnovers through two games. They've got this drum on the sidelines that, yeah, it's a touchdown drum, but I think it's also meant to be a big play drum on defense too. Mm-hmm. And so we're still waiting for our first guy to bang the drum after a big play on defense. But so Wisconsin, they're They're obviously, as you'd imagine, they're next to last in FBS and turnover margin at -5. Now, Georgia Southern, they've turned it over 4 times, which ranks 92nd in the FBS. So this might be a team they could do it against. Turnovers can happen in bunches. In 2021, Wisconsin had just 4 takeaways through its first 6 games, so averaging fewer than 1 per game. But the next week, Badgers forced 5 in a win against Purdue, and they tallied 20 takeaways over the final 7 games of the season. It can happen in bunches. And it's not as if Tressel and Fickell don't know about it. Their last 2 years at Cincinnati, they created a ton of turnovers. That was something they were really good at. So patience, I think we'll see them come.
We have a lot going on here besides football. Obviously, football very important. We expect a sellout crowd today, but we've got a lot of other UW sports news to talk about here, don't we?
Yeah, how about the volleyball team? Number 1 in the nation with a perfect 8-0 record. They got a big match on tap this weekend. Tomorrow, they're going to be at Florida, who's number 3 in the country. The game's on 2 p.m. on ESPN, so another big stage, big, you know, television audience for them. They're seeking a little payback. If you remember, the Gators came here and won that game at the Kohl Center last year, that match at the Kohl Center. So seeking a little payback, and hopefully they'll keep it rolling. Wednesday at Fiserv against Marquette was a great environment, very fun. Awesome to see volleyball play in front of 17,000 people, the largest indoor volleyball crowd ever for a match. Pretty great. Women's hockey is also number 1 in the country. They'll enter the season with that preseason ranking. Men's hockey gets going pretty soon, October 7th, with a Mike Hastings era gets going. He was on the microphone in Camp Randall 2 weeks ago in Buffalo. They gave him the mic to kind of hype up the crowd a little bit. He's a ball of energy, and I think he's going to be really good for that program. Basketball is right around the corner. Big Ten Conference schedule will be announced on Tuesday, we've been told. So get your calendars ready to get those dates out. It's going to be a challenging schedule for the men's team for sure. Among that is the Fort Myers tip-off, where both the men and the women are going to Florida for a tournament that week of Thanksgiving. And tickets for that, the single game tickets, the single session tickets, they should go on sale this week on Wednesday at 9 a.m. You can get them at fortmyerstipoff.com/tickets or Women's Fort Myers. tipoff.com/tickets.
All right, got less than a minute here, which is a shame because last night was a lot of fun. The Hall of Fame, 13 inductees, including 3 Badger football legends.
Yeah, and we know about J.J. Watt. We don't need to spend a lot of time on him. He's a legend. I thought Monty Ball was terrific. Chris Borland gave a really poignant introduction video for him and talked about how great a player he was, even better person, and he's so proud of the leader that he's become in the recovery community. And so for those of us who have watched Monty Ball's journey, awesome to see him last night. And then Bob Teague was one that is probably the most fascinating football player that nobody's ever heard of in our community, and they should. And it was a long overdue that he got into the Hall of Fame. But a quick snapshot, he fought civil rights resistance to become the first black starter on Wisconsin's football team and then led the team in rushing in 1949. His pioneering went far beyond football, where he became the first black journalist at the Milwaukee Journal, then became a writer for the New York Times, got on TV with NBC News, covering all sorts of things. He passed away in 2013, but his son Adam was here this weekend to represent him in an honor that was long overdue.
Yeah, it was a terrific night, as it always is. Great. Congratulations to all the honorees. It's both that, and it's a history lesson for all of us to just find out where we are now and where we came from. It was a very special night once again. Thank you, sir. Our pregame coverage will continue. Coming up, we'll check in with head coach Luke Fickell, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, as our pregame show continues, time now for our chat with the head coach presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. A couple guys I wanted to bring up. I had a chance to visit with Skyler Bell earlier in the week, and he's, you know, talked about making the adjustment from going into the slot now. He had a career high, 5 catches, and really one of the great plays of the game last week when he and Tanner Mordecai hooked up for that touchdown. Give us an idea. You got Will Pauling, who's terrific, and you got Skyler Bell, who's pretty good too. Tell us what you've seen out of Skyler at that slot position.
Well, I think you got to have both of them on the field a little bit more. But he's done a great job. Obviously, there's been a transition. Obviously, through the last 9 months, and he's kind of moved around a little bit. You know, he was outside, he was inside. I think by nature, we felt like he was a really better, much better fit for what we want to do in the slot. And he gives us some versatility. So he's made some big plays. He's done it really all spring and all of fall camp. So it's not a surprise to us. But I see him continuing to get more, whether it's obviously from the slot, getting him the ball in space, even on some of those bubbles where, you know, by nature, maybe they're going to the backs and some other guys. I think in the second half last week, you saw him create a little bit more, even on some of those little short bubble passes where, you know, 6, 7, 8, and it's got a chance to go a little bit longer.
You know, in this game, freshmen could come in and shine, but experience is gold too. And you mentioned this even back in the spring about Tanner Mordecai, his ability to move on no matter what happened the previous play. I was mentioning earlier in the week, I don't know if I've seen many quarterbacks here who could have made that touchdown throw to Skyler the way Tanner did. Flushed, you know, out of the pocket, rolls left,
squares up. That's kind of what you're talking about, though, right? One bad thing doesn't become two with him. He moves ahead.
He really does. Maybe he's had some experience of being able to do that, which is unique as well. But he does. He's we're always talking about confidence and where do people get their confidence from. And everybody's different. But there's not a false confidence. Like, this is who he is. He's comfortable understanding that there's going to be some mistakes. And he doesn't want them, and he wants to move past them. But he doesn't lose confidence in it. He still is able to play free, to play aggressive. And he's a better example to all of us on the football field for what that looks like, and I think we're going to have to build off of it.
On the defensive side, again, visited with Jake Chaney, and he's, you guys have mentioned, you feel like you have three starters there with Jordan Turner, Muma Jugmeta, and Jake. He specifically said, I didn't even ask him, he specifically said he loves your line of let it fly. It seems like he's a guy who really takes that to heart, doesn't he?
He is. He is, if you asked who are, you know, your, like, foxhole type, like Jake Chaney is definitely that, and whether that's because he just works and things like that, but he's got the nature of what it is that, you know, we want to try to build towards, is the ability to not hesitate on a lot of things, not overthink too many things, play disciplined, but be very aggressive, and it's by nature, it's his nature, so it's natural a little bit more to him, and I see him continuing to grow with those other two guys, but even Jake a little bit more, the guy that's a little bit more interchangeable, can play both of the spots.
Second straight week, you are facing an offense that is coordinated by someone with Western Kentucky connections, Ben Arbor. Buckle last week, Brian Ellis, coordinator here with Georgia Southern. So, in a general sense, are you going to see, you think you'll see much the same thing schematically this week?
I think there's a lot of similarities, but I do think that there are some differences. And that's the uniqueness in some of that, you know, those systems that you can tell guys that are in them, but yet they obviously have their own little layers to those things as well. And I think we'll get a little more run game out of Georgia Southern, a little bit more, not just simplicity of run game, but more, you know, variety in the run game. But there is a lot of the same, you know, tempo things, a lot of the stuff in the flats, and then a lot of the, you know, try to speed you up, find those situations where they can really take shots, whether they don't call them tricks, but get you on your heels to take some shots like that. There's a lot of similarities in what we saw last week and this week.
Seems like the part of the book on Davis Brin, their quarterback, number five, is his ability, his footwork. He can extend plays. They say that not necessarily a guy who's going to run it a ton, but can move around. Is that what you're seeing as you look at him?
We've had some really good battles with Davis Brin. We played against him the last, I think, 2.5 years. So we have seen him close and up front. And, you know, we've had, like I said, some real battles. And he can extend plays. He does a really good job. He can make all the throws. Obviously, he was a big get, I think, for those guys in what it is that they want to do. And a guy with incredible experience, kind of like a Tanner Mordecai.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat is presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. We'll check out some scores or games ahead today and the starting lineups as well. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Pre-game coverage continues from Camp Randall Stadium. Let's check some of the games ahead on the schedule in the Big Ten. Other early window games. Conference matchup, Penn State going to Champaign to take on Brett Bielema and the Illinois Fighting Illini. Indiana out of conference at home against Louisville. 2:30 games, one of particular interest. North Carolina ranked 20th. Mack Brown's team hosting the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Also, Rutgers off to a 2-0 start with the home field against Virginia Tech. Ohio State will host Western Kentucky. And among the night games, the Purdue Boilermakers at Ross-Ade Stadium hosting Syracuse. The Badgers will play at Purdue on Friday night, a 6 o'clock start Central Time. And among the national games of interest, out of Boulder, Colorado, as Coach Prime and the Buffaloes take it on in-state rival Colorado State. Let's check the UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Jake Renfro continues to be unavailable. He's trying to work his way back from injury. Same story for Isaiah Mullins and Riley Nowakowski. That's your UW Health injury update. Now let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. For Georgia Southern on offense, up front, the left tackle is Brian Miller, a seventh-year senior from Savannah, Georgia. He's had to endure a lot, including a dislocated right hip back in 2019. The 24-year-old back in there, and he is the left tackle for Clay Helton's Eagles. Bishon Wembley is the left guard. Chandler Strong, a redshirt freshman, he is the center. Khalil Crowder, a sixth-year senior, second-team All-Conference in the Sun Belt last year, he's the right guard. And Rashid Miller is the right tackle. J.J. McAfee is their tight end. He had 8 catches for 50 yards against UAB last week. And Keaton Upshaw, a transfer from Kentucky, expected to see his first action with his new team here today. The receivers are Anthony Quealy, a sixth-year senior from Orlando, Florida. Already with a touchdown catch, 9 receptions for the first 2 games. Had 5 grabs last week against UAB. Caleb Hood is the school's all-time leading receiver. 164 career catches for better than 1,800 yards. Remember, he's been there all along as they transition from a triple option to this air raid offense, second year of this newer style compared to what they had been used to. But Caleb Hood is a real good one. Dalen Cobb, sophomore out of Washington, Georgia, and Derwin Burgess, a junior from Riverdale, California. Honorable mention all Sunbelt a year ago. Running back combo, O.J. Arnold, who threw for a touchdown pass last week, and Jalen White, a 6-foot, 215-pound senior from Alabama. He's part of that freaks list as put together by Bruce Feldman of The Athletic and Fox Sports. Braylon Kevin Allen a part of that as well. For the Wisconsin, or the quarterback rather, is Davis Brin as we round out their lineup. Sixth year senior out of Texas, the transfer from Tulsa. Started 9 times for Tulsa a year ago against Cincinnati in the game against Luke Fickell's Bearcats. Brin was 18 of 36 for 237 yards, 2 interceptions. He was sacked 9 times for the game. The Bearcats had 11 quarterback sacks. 9 times they dropped Davis Brin. For the Wisconsin Badgers on defense, when they go base up front, at the nose is Gio Paez, fifth-year senior out of L.A., flanked by James Thompson Jr. and Rodas Johnson. The linebackers are Jordan Turner, the redshirt junior out of Farmington, Michigan, and Muma Jungmeta, fifth-year senior from Buffalo Grove, Illinois. We'll see a lot of Jake Chaney as well, as we heard from him earlier, the junior out of Cape Coral, Florida, who had 5 tackles and a sack last week. The outside linebackers are Daryl Peterson, redshirt sophomore from Akron, Ohio, and C.J. Getz, sixth-year senior from Muskego. With a half a sack through the first couple of games, honorable mention all Big Ten a year ago. The corners are Alexander Smith, the sixth-year senior, and redshirt sophomore Ricardo Hallman. The slot corner is Jason Matry, the transfer from Boston College, sixth-year senior out of Everett, Massachusetts. The safeties are Travion Blaylock, 5'11", 208, sixth-year senior from Humble, Texas, and Hunter Wohler, 6'2", 211, a junior from Muskego. Now, last week, we saw a fair amount of Preston Zachman out of Pennsylvania. He subbed in a lot for Kamoi Latu, and we could see more of Zachman here today again for the Wisconsin Badgers. First ever meeting between these two programs as the Badgers and Georgia Southern ready to have at it. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I've got a hot tip for you if you want to refresh your home for fall and save on it all. Get to Kohl's right now. I just shopped their limited time home deals, and not only did I save an extra 15%, I also got a great deal on a Ninja Blender, an entire cookware set for under $60, and so much more. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Get your home refresh done and set for fall fun. Get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 17th. 15% off end September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built for tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant US Bank.
I knew that.
US Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what US Bank is for. US Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On our game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the verge.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
All the way.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, our sideline reporter Patrick Herb, statistician Mike Keller, our engineer Dave McCann, and spinning the dials at our network studio is Aisha Jackson, and I'm Matt LePay. Welcome to Wisconsin football. Welcome to week three as the Badgers close out the non-conference portion of the schedule with the first ever meeting against Georgia Southern out of the Sun Belt Conference, a team that went 6-7 a year ago. Clay Helton, the former USC coach, is in his second year at Georgia Southern, a school located in Statesboro, Georgia. Due south of Augusta, in case you're wondering.
I love that.
Yeah, there you go. About 26,000, the enrollment there, and a team that is, much like Wisconsin is now, a team that is going through a philosophical shift, particularly on the offensive side. Gone is the triple option. In is the air raid. And they're off to a good start offensively this season, off to a 2-0 start, period. Before we get things started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Little cloud cover in Madison. Beautiful day, though. 67 degrees, next to no wind right now. A slight chance of rain. Chances increase later this afternoon, but knock on wood, we will stay dry throughout the duration of this game here today. Time to check out our keys to the game, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. We've talked a lot about turnovers, trying to force a few, but Tausch, in general, we've talked a lot about this, but can't ignore it as a key to the game. Just get off to better starts. They dug themselves a hole last week, almost got out of it, but try to prevent that if you can. Play better in quarters one and two.
Yeah, and if anybody had the answer, they would be doing it. So I think, especially when you're playing at home, when you're playing against teams that you should beat, it's even more imperative to get off to that fast start. So I think today, I don't know if you dial up some different things, you need to bring that energy, and talking to Coach Fickell, that was one of the things. You know, you can't wait. You can't wait for a bit. You have to go out and do it. So whether that's a big play on special teams or a turnover on defense or the offense. You know, remember the big run by Ches Malusi? That sparked it, but it was in the third quarter. Let's see a little bit more of that as this game just gets underway.
Well, no doubt Braylon wants to get going. The number of touches the same through the first two games this year from last. How he's getting the ball has been different to a large extent this year. But whatever the case, he's one of the better running backs in the country. So he's ready to get things cranked up, and hopefully that happens quickly as well.
Yeah, I always love listening for how coaches are talking rather than what they're saying, because you're going to hear a lot of cliche. But man, it jumped out at me when a reporter asked him about last week's game and Braylon Allen, and yep, seven touches. That jumped out at me. I'll be shocked if you don't see a concerted effort both with him and Ches to get that running game going early and often.
Captains on the field, Rufus Ferguson, the honorary captain, the Roadrunner, UW Athletic Hall of Famer, class of 1993. Great running back here in the 70s, one of the most electrifying players in Badger history. Now down to the field for the coin toss.
Conference logo, the other side of helmet. Helmet and logo. Georgia Southern, as the visitors, you get to make the call. Make the call of either logo or helmet.
Logo.
Logo is his call. Logo is his call. I'm going to let it hit.